Greetings in the name of the Lord. Over a period of time, we've been discussing some of the special ministries of the Holy Spirit in our lives. This has been a long, long series of messages, and we divided it into two parts. In the first part, we took a number of different passages of Scripture from the New Testament and also from the epistles of the New Testament, where the Holy Spirit is touched upon, where His ministry is mentioned. We began back in the Gospel of John, for instance, and we went through the Gospel of John. We took all of the passages there, just touching upon each one. We didn't try to deal with any one specifically or very deeply, but we simply touched upon each one. I was trying to bring to your attention the fact that in our Christian lives, we depend upon the help and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Once we have been changed through regeneration of the Holy Spirit, then we depend upon Him to help us live our daily lives. Without His help, we're going to fail every time. Without His help, we're going to wonder whether or not we can even go on in the Christian life. And so God has implanted the Holy Spirit in our lives. Every Christian has the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8 tells us, if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. In other words, you're not even saved if you've never had the Holy Spirit in your life. Now, I want to emphasize again, the presence of the Holy Spirit is not simply emotion and feeling. Many Christians depend upon this. And then if they don't feel an emotion or a feeling, they assume the Holy Spirit has left them. That's not why the presence of the Holy Spirit is in our lives, to bring emotion and feeling. Rather, He is constantly there, and we can see His working day by day in our lives. So I want to encourage you to depend upon the work of the Holy Spirit in your lives. Now, in this last section of this study of the Holy Spirit, we are taking a number of messages dealing with some of the special ministries of the Holy Spirit. We call these topical studies. So these are topical studies of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers. We've taken several of these topics, and I'm just finishing up with a second of these topics. First of all, we talked about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in giving and using spiritual gifts in our individual walk with the Lord and in the course of our Christian lives, and how important these gifts are when He endows us with a special gift which can be used in the body of believers. And these gifts can be used to edify others, to help others, and to bring greater unity in the body of believers. So we spent a number of messages on this subject. And then we also talked about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in evangelism. And in today's message, I want to finish up this study of the Holy Spirit in evangelism. I want us to see very clearly how the Holy Spirit, first of all, works in the lives of those who are doing the evangelizing, in other words, the Christians who go out and win others to the Lord, and then how the Holy Spirit works in the lives of the ones to whom we are witnessing. How important this is. Sometimes we feel very self-confident in ourselves. We feel we can do the work. And some people count results like that. Oh, I got so many saved. The truth of it is that we are just human instruments before God. I've tried to emphasize this truth in the subject of evangelism. We are just human instruments. In ourselves, we are nothing. We would have no power at all. But with the work of the Holy Spirit, He uses us to carry the gospel. So we are important in God's plan, but we're not the ones that save people. It is God who saves people, and He does it through the work of the Holy Spirit. So He uses me as a witness for Him. He empowers me. He leads and guides me. He goes ahead of me to prepare the hearts of people. But then He also has to work in the hearts of these people to whom the witness is being given. He convicts their hearts of sin. He shows them the truth concerning the Lord Jesus as their only Savior from sin. He also draws them to the Lord. In other words, He helps them make this decision. And then He also is going to do various other things in their lives. He regenerates them and so forth. So I want to just finish this in these few moments. I want to finish this today concerning evangelism. And then from here, we're going to move on into another subject altogether. So I want to deal with this. Now, I want to just say another word about regeneration. We talked about this in the last message, and let me just say another word about the subject of regeneration. In addition to the promises of God, where God gives us strong promises concerning our salvation once we have trusted the Lord Jesus as our Savior, and not only our salvation, but the eternal nature of our salvation, that we're saved forever. We belong always to God, and we will never lose that relationship. We also see now that the Scriptures promise that the Holy Spirit not only gives us the promises, but He seals us in our salvation. And this sealing work of salvation is very, very important, His sealing ministry in our lives. Now, this word sealing gives the idea that our salvation is finalized and can never be changed. We find this teaching in such passages as 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21, 22, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5, and Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Now, the implications of this sealing work of the Holy Spirit are these. When we see this sealing work of the Holy Spirit, we see that forever we are sealed. It's just like He puts His stamp upon us. We can never lose our salvation. It's not that I am keeping my salvation, but I am kept by the Holy Spirit in my salvation. He has put His stamp upon my life. And what a wonderful, wonderful truth this is. I am sealed forever in Him. So it's not through any good works that I continue to do. There are those who believe, well, we may be saved by faith, but we are kept by works. And this truth, of course, is not truth at all. This truth which they seem to believe is not a truth at all. In other words, it is a false teaching. There is no work of mine which has ever helped me to earn my salvation. There is no work of mine which keeps my salvation now or will keep it in the future. I am saved entirely by the grace of God when I put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So this sealing work assures us that we will never be judged with the lost at the great white throne judgment of God. We have forever escaped that judgment. Now, the next thing that I want to say about the Holy Spirit in the end of this message is this. The Holy Spirit also works in baptizing us into the spiritual body of Christ. I don't want to make a big thing out of this because, again, there's been false teaching on this subject, as though somehow after we are saved, there's some new work of the Spirit where He comes upon us, where He falls upon us, and we're baptized by the Holy Spirit. Now, there is no teaching in the Scriptures concerning this at all. This is the idea and this is the interpretation of men concerning the baptizing work of the Holy Spirit. In the Scriptures, there is a very, very simple meaning to this. And the meaning of the term simply means that at the time of our salvation and regeneration by the Holy Spirit, we are brought into the spiritual body of Christ with other believers. And what a wonderful truth this is, that even though I cannot meet with these people, I may never know these people, nevertheless, I'm part of that great body of believers, of millions and millions, maybe tens of millions of believers throughout the world who have trusted the Lord Jesus as their Savior. I work, of course, in the local church, but I'm part of that great body of believers throughout the world. And so if I meet somebody from another country, from another culture, from another race, as the case might be, I can have instant fellowship with them if they have truly come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We may not even speak the same language, but when I know that they have truly come to the Lord Jesus Christ and have trusted Him, we are all members of the same body. I have no idea what language we're going to speak when we get to heaven. That's not our business to even know such a thing. And we can speculate, but that's foolishness. But what we do know is this, that we're going to be in heaven together. And in heaven, we're going to find this relationship is going to be very dear and very precious. And we find this teaching in such passages as 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13, and Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 to 28. In its spiritual meaning, it simply means that Christ's spiritual body is composed of all believers from all over the world who are united in one body by the baptizing work of the Holy Spirit. In its practical sense, It also means that all Christians are to be members of a local body of believers with whom we can have a close relationship and with whom we have fellowship and with whom we do the work of God on the local level. Now, this is the emphasis of such passages as Romans chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12. When we come into this local body of believers, we recognize that we cannot possibly have close relationships with everyone throughout the world. But nonetheless, in the local body, we are sharing in the fellowship, which we're someday going to have in heaven with people from all over the world. And so every believer should be a member of a local body. Some believers never join a local body of believers, but we should be. We should be in close relationship with those who also belong to the Lord Jesus. I want to draw some conclusions about the subject of evangelism. We've talked about this over a period of a number of messages, and now let me just draw a few conclusions. First of all, these are the things that we can expect and depend upon, both as workers who are seeking to reach the lost with the gospel, and also as those who need the saving grace of the Lord. All of these different ministries that I've been speaking about in this part of this series of messages on topical studies, all of these different ministries are necessary and have a vital place in our lives. For instance, as workers together before Him, we are taught that we are totally dependent upon the work of the Holy Spirit and His help and leading in any work that we do for Him, that in ourselves we have no ability to do this work without Him. All the credit, all the glory, therefore, goes back to Him. We don't glorify ourselves. We are simply God's humble servants doing the work of God. And then, as those who need the Lord in His salvation, we could not come to such a relationship with Him were it not for the intervention and help of the Holy Spirit. In other words, as a hopeless, lost sinner, I depend upon the Holy Spirit to give me the enlightenment and all of these things that I need. Therefore, we come to Him with deep understanding of our dependence on Him, and then gratitude that God has used the Spirit to help us take the steps we would not naturally take. We also need to understand that it is important we do not draw the wrong conclusion concerning those who need the Lord and His salvation. As pointed out before, some might conclude that with all the help the Spirit gives both to the worker and to the one who needs the Lord, the lost person has no personal responsibility towards God in being saved. There are some people who even go to this extreme. In other words, God does it all. We're simply dead in sins, and therefore, even our faith, God does it for us. Therefore, they might be tempted to feel that the Spirit will do it all and that they should just passively let Him do it all. The Scriptures are very clear that for all of the work that the Spirit does on their behalf, lost people still have a responsibility before God to respond to the work in their lives. The Epistle to the Hebrews is filled with warnings about the danger of rejecting or turning away from the truth that the Spirit reveals. In other words, He's warning those who are lost. He's saying, if you hear the truth and you turn away from it, then you are going to be lost still in your sins. And so there are something like 9 different warnings in that passage. Christians also are not to draw the wrong conclusion about their own responsibilities in reaching the lost. We might come to the conclusion, if the Holy Spirit is going to use us, if He is going to witness to the lost themselves and convict them, then maybe I'm not all that important in the work of God. No, God still uses human instrumentality to reach out to people. And we have a great responsibility. If I have lost relatives, lost friends, lost workmates, lost schoolmates, whoever those people might be, I have a responsibility still to be used by God, even though I am just the humble servant of God. It is recognized that we Christians have all kinds of personalities and talents. Some who tend to be somewhat shy and withdrawing in their personality may be tempted to feel that there's no possible way that God could ever use them or they would ever expect them. We need to understand that as we live our lives, we can trust God with the personalities and the gifts He has given us. We don't need to be afraid, in other words. We don't need to withdraw. We still have the responsibility to use what He has given us and use it for the glory of God, even though we may seem to feel that we are shy and withdrawing in nature. Now, I also believe, and I want to encourage you with this, that sometimes when you feel great lacks in your life, you feel that others may be used, but you can never be used, God is able to mold and shape your lives and help you with some of these things. I had to see this happen in my own life as a young teenager when I was painfully shy, but then God took a hold of me, began molding and shaping my lives. And so we accept these responsibilities now for evangelism. We have a place, and it's very important that we be doing our part, that we do everything we can, even by simple, humble means, to win the lost for Christ and to see them come to Him, but depending upon the Holy Spirit to work. And we thank the Lord for His work and His presence in our lives and the fact that we can depend upon Him in any work we do. May the Lord help you to do and to be everything that God wants you to be and to do. And may the Lord bless you, each one.